Today's Teisho will be on Case 12 in the Book of Serenity, Dijong Planting the Fields. Introduction. Scholars plow with the pen, orators plow with the tongue. We patch-robed mendicants lazily watch a white ox on open ground, not paying attention to the rootless, auspicious grass. How to pass the days. Case. Dijong asked Zhuishan, "Where do you come from?" Zhuishan said, "From the south." Dijong said, "How is Buddhism in the south these days?" Zhuishan said, "There's extensive discussion." Dijong said, "How can that compare to me here planting the fields and making rice to eat?" Zhuishan said, "What can you do about the world?" Dijong said, "What do you call the world?" Verse, source and explanation variously are all made up. Passing to ear from mouth, it comes apart. Planting fields, making rice, ordinary household matters. Only those who have investigated to the full would know. Having investigated to the full, you clearly know there's nothing to seek. Zhifeng, after all, didn't care to be made a marquis. Forgetting his state, he returned, same as fish and birds, washing his feet in the Kong Lan, the hazy waters of autumn. Well, here it is, beautiful summer day, not too hot, not too cold. Be doing this beautiful zazen. In a little while we'll have lunch. Then you can take a rest, get up and do some more zazen. This is like a, I don't know, I would say this is as close to perfection as you can get. Right? Some of you are having really wonderful sits and coming in to report things in Dokusan that are just wonderful. This is such an opportunity, and it's so beautiful a way to live, I think. And it's absolutely beyond words to share it with all of you. You're all making a wonderful effort, a superb effort. And it's just a great pleasure to practice with all of you. So, this is, for some people, this is day four, and for some people, this is day two. And there's a big difference between those two groups, because if it's day four, you're sort of on the mountaintop right now. If it's day two, you're maybe starting to get to the top. And basically, if you're going up the mountain still, usually second day of Sesshin is a difficult day. So my saying, this is beautiful, this is wonderful, you might agree and you might not right now, you know what I mean? And if I say, wouldn't you like to live your life like this? There's a part of you that might be saying, no! But, if you've been through Sesshin before, you are familiar with the routine. Day one, people come and their minds are still full of distractions. And if you've been practicing and you've done a few Sesshins, you might get through day one pretty handily. Pretty neatly. And you might be thinking, well, the days of difficulty are behind me. Right? Yeah. think my pain, I think those days of pain are over for me. You know, and then day two, oops. You know, you get up and legs are sore, back is tired, and so on, right? And, you know, so this probably for a long time, I mean, no matter how long you practice, Sesshin is a challenge, is a challenge. And, you know, basically, first 2 days are a challenge for everybody, you know. But, you know, eventually, if you've been through this process enough times, you know that there's going to be a kind of a turn. You know that your legs are going to hurt a lot Tuesday morning or second day. And then you know, basically, that sometime around tomorrow, you're going to feel a lot, start feeling a lot better. And then, you know, you get up on the mountaintop, you've had to walk all that way, and you can stay up on that mountaintop for a while and really enjoy it. You know, when you're climbing up the mountain, you have an image of what it's going to be like at the top. And when you get to the top, may not be anything like what you imagined, you know. And I think those moments are really great. You know, I often say to people that if you could just come in on a Thursday night, sit down and enter bliss, right? You know, just come in, sit down on the cushion, bliss, boom. You know, actually Zen would be like very dangerous practice. It would be like a drug, right? You can just bliss out. So you could rob a bank, you know, come in, sit down, bliss, you know. Now that wouldn't be good, right? If you could come to Sesshin and every Sesshin were the same sort of experience, even a pleasant experience, that would be, you know, a problem too, you know. Every time you go up the mountain, you sort of know what's happening. But every time you get up on the mountain, it should be a little different. And it's important, you know, not to hold on to past experiences. So if you're in day two, my feeling is you should just sort of realize, you know, everybody has pain in his legs, everybody's back gets tired, and so on. And if you're on day four, you know, please enjoy the mountaintop, whatever it happens to be. It may not be quite what you expected. This koan is really sort of a continuation, I think, of yesterday's koan. Dijang asked Zhuishan, "Where do you come from?" Zhuishan said, "From the south." So, two monks. And Dijang said, "Well, how's Buddhism down there in the south?" Zhuishan says, "There's extensive discussion." And Dijang said, how can that compare to me here planting the fields and making rice to eat?" See, I think that's a beautiful spirit for Zen practice, isn't it? It's like a beautiful spirit for Zen practice. On the altar we have a statue of Manjushri and a Wenshu. And Wenshu is holding in his hand a sword. That's the sword of Mu that cuts away illusions. And that's a good image. I often, I like to say, take the sword of Mu and cut away your illusions. But